等这个打完了佛七，我再呀叫你们念一个秘密的咒，你们回到自己的家里，愿意念咒也可以，愿意念佛也可以，看谁呀先修行成功。
After the session, I will teach you a secret mantra. When you return home, if you want to recite the mantra, you may. Or if you want to recite the Buddha's name, you may. We'll see who succeeds first in their cultivation.
有谁有什么意见没有？
Now, is there anybody that has any views, opinions, or would like to speak up?You have a special occurrence? Oh, you have a tubby and jing there?
Up there again, and this time sort of a whirlwind moving the clouds away, and it felt like there was something, there was an entity in the rain coming, and I sort of wanted the sun to shine, and when the hour ended it was still cloudy, but within a half hour it cleared away. I didn't think of anything until the clouds cleared away, and then it caused me to wonderOh, somewhere between the hour of meditation. I don't know when.
Yesterday. So, 他看见一个大光明，他的头在上到天里面，他会看云，他看见这个大风，在大风里面他上，过了半个钟头，太阳来了。这是他的心情。Did you see this person in the rain or the clouds?
No, it was the first part was a feeling more than an image. The second part was an image. And the entity was more of a feeling. The whole rising and glowing situation was just a feeling, not an image. So was the entity. It was also a physical...electrification after both sensations. All the nerves tingling.
他这个境界就是坐禅应该有的一种境界。
This state may happen to those who cultivate dhyana.
昨天说叫人一个咒啊，等着这个佛七完了再叫。我觉得有一些个人呢，有一种妄想。想要说一种道理，他们如果想要说，可以现在就说。
I just said that when the session was over, I would teach you a mantra.And I think now that some people are having a particular idle thought, and there is something they want to say. If you want to speak, just go ahead.
They're not willing to
speak. You want to learn this or not?
Someone is thinking, I'm leaving tomorrow. I might not get a chance to learn it. Isn't that correct?
有没有人这么想?
Is there somebody that has this thought? Yes, there's one.
Now, 我现在就叫你们好不好?
Well, if I taught you now, would that be good enough? How?
那个咒啊，是最妙的咒。 我现在呀，叫你们，是有声叫你们。 你们念的时候要无声念，不要我说出口来，因为这是秘密的咒，你要说出口来呀，就不秘密了，这个你行住坐卧，要常常念这个咒，这个咒啊，它力量那可就大了，你在山上念。 这所有山上的众生，过500年之后，都会成菩萨，就有这么大的功德。你在水里头念，水里头所有一切的众生，过500年之后，都发菩提心，将来都成菩萨。你本人念，你本人身上的虱子啊、蒺藜啊、臭虫啊、鸽子啊。 所有在你身上这些个菌呢，这些个细菌呢，在你身上的这些个众生呢，也过500年之后都可以发菩提心，都会成菩萨。你看这个力量大不大？
This is the most wonderful of mantras. Now I will teach it to you audibly, but when you recite it, you should do so silently. Don't speak it out loud, because it's a secret mantra. And if you speak it out loud, it won't be secret anymore. Don't speak it out loud, because it's a secret mantra. And if you speak it out loud, it won't be a secret any longer. Walking, standing, sitting, and reclining, you should always recite this mantra. The mantra's power is very great. For example, if you recite it in the mountains, after 500 years have passed, all the living creatures on the mountain will become bodhisattvas. Its merit and virtue are that great. If you recite it in the water, after 500 years, all the living creatures in the water will bring forth the bodhi resolve and in the future will become bodhisattvas. Just recite it, and 500 years later, all the fleas, nits, and bedbugs, and all the germs in your own body will also bring forth the thought of enlightenment and become bodhisattvas. Is this or is this not powerful?
<笑>假如你自己不愿意做菩萨，那么你帮助其他的众生成菩萨，这也是一件善事。 所以你不可不念这个咒。 If yourself don't like go to Bodhisattva, you hope other human beings go to Bodhisattva, this is good method. You like go to quickly doing, quickly recite this mantra.
If you yourself do not wish to become a bodhisattva, helping other living beings to become bodhisattvas is a good thing to do. Therefore, you can't fail to recite this mantra. You should hurry up and recite it.
那么这个咒，我现在告诉你们了，你们各位啊，我传给你们，你们各位啊，特别要注意。那么你们已经知道的这个咒。 不要哦，我已经知道了，生一种啊轻慢的心。不知道的呢，那么更应该呀、生一种尊重法的心。
I will now transmit it to you, and you should all pay special attention to it. If you already know the mantra, don't think, oh, I know it, and look on it lightly. Those who don't know it should be even more respectful of this dharma.
我现在来叫你们这个咒，你们都注意一点呢。这个我只叫三遍，你记得不记得？就随你自己了。什么呢？就是嗡嘛呢叭咪哄，嗡嘛呢叭咪哄，嗡嘛呢叭咪哄。这个咒，这个咒的力量啊，是不可思议的。你们要很注意的来修持这个法。
Now I will teach it to you. Pay attention, because I'm only going to repeat it 3 times, and whether or not you remember it is up to you. Om Mani Padme Hung. Om Mani Padme Hung. Om Mani Padme Hung. The power of the mantra is inconceivable. Pay special attention in cultivating and upholding this dharma.
Okay,
all right, now we will have the take refuge ceremony.
再给你们讲几句话，可以坐着。你们要记得呀，你们是在佛根地皈依的啊，所以呀、这个八呀，这个男孩子也叫果根。这个因为是佛根，所以啊，佛的根。你们各位啊，在这儿皈依啊，要做一个佛教里头领导的人，给呀、所有世界上的人呢做一个榜样啊，做一个好的佛教徒啊，令这个佛教啊发扬光大。到整个世界整个法界去要有人不信佛的就是你们大家没有尽到你们自己的责任，所以要发这种的愿令所有的人都皈依三宝，这是你们最大的功德。
I have a few words to say to you. Please sit down. You should all remember that you took refuge at Buddha Root Farm. I gave young Joshua the Dharma name, Fruit of the Root, Guogen, because he is a Buddha root. All of you who have taken refuge here should be leaders of Buddhism. You must act as models for all peoples of the world. Be good Buddhist disciples.And spread Buddhism throughout the entire world, throughout the Dharma realm. If there is one person who does not believe in the Buddha, it will be because you have not fulfilled your responsibilities. You should vow to cause all people to take refuge with the Triple Jewel. That will result in the greatest merit and virtue.
你看那个《较量功德经》上说，这个有3000大千世界那么多的佛，就像倒妈诸位那么多的佛以四世来供养他，这个佛呀都灭度了， 用这个种种的香花呀饮食啊来供养这个当然你又造塔造庙这个功德当然是多了但是啊你要是能令你自己能皈依三宝再能啊令其他人呢来皈依三宝这个功德呀比你供养三千大千世界有倒麻诸位那么多的佛用啊四世供养什么叫四世呢就是饮食、衣服、卧具、汤药。饮食是吃的东西，衣服是穿的衣服，卧具是睡觉用的东西，汤药就是啊，有病啊，有这个用这个给供养药、供养那就行。那么这个佛啊，圆寂了之后又造塔、造庙。又用种种的香花供养这种功德虽然多啊不如啊你劝一个人呢皈依三宝你要令其他的人皈依三宝回着你自己皈依三宝那个功德啊比你以前供养那个诸佛呀、啊、那种功德更大所以这皈依三宝的功德呀、啊、是不可思议的
The Sutra of Comparative Merit and Virtue says, If there were Buddhas in number like the seedlings of rice, stalks of hemp, stalks of bamboo, and reeds in the great trichiliocosm, and if you presented those Buddhas with the four kinds of offerings, and then, when those Buddhas passed into Nirvana, you again made offerings of incense and flowers, food and drink, and built shrines and temples for them, the resulting merit and virtue would be great indeed. However, when you yourself take refuge with the triple jewel and exhort others to take refuge, the merit from this exceeds the former. What are the four types of offerings? They are food and drink, clothing, bedding, and medicine. Although the merit from offerings of flowers and incense and building shrines and temples is considerable, when you encourage one person to take refuge with the triple jewel, and when you do so yourself, the merit from that action surpasses the merit obtained by making offerings to all those Buddhas. Thus, the result of taking refuge with the triple jewel is inconceivable.
你们要每一个人呢都要以佛教作为自己的载运啊！佛教就是我，我就是佛教，不要和佛教来分开啊！那么，不单佛教是我呀，所有的宗教我都要教化他们来信佛教，就是要发这种愿，所以才说众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断，法门无量誓愿学，佛道无上誓愿成。你们各位呀、啊，都要要发大愿力来呀、啊，弘扬佛法。
Each of you should make Buddhism your own responsibility. Think, Buddhism is just me. I am Buddhism. Don't set yourself apart from Buddhism.Not only is Buddhism my religion, but I am going to convert those of other religions to Buddhism. This is my vow. You should make the four vast vows. I vow to save the boundless number of beings. I vow to sever the endless afflictions. I vow to study the unlimited Dharma doors.I vow to realize the Supreme Buddha way. You should make great vows to spread the Buddha Dharma. Okay?
可以不可以啊
Okay or not okay?
Okay. 你们这里边今天皈依的有很多 都是我很熟的，所以啊，也不必客气，好好去做。
Of those who took refuge today, many are familiar to me and need not stand on ceremony. Go ahead and do a good job.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to recite the Buddha's name and transfer the
merit of all of it.
Question. I would like to know if the coming of Maitreya Buddha and the return of Christ is going to be the same event.
What do you think?
It makes sense that it would be, but I don't know.
有一个人问到弥勒菩萨将来会来，和耶稣教说耶稣会再来，这是不是同一件事情？如果是一样的，好像很合乎逻辑，可是他自己却搞不清楚怎么回事。
一样的，咱们是一样的，怎么样和逻辑行？和解释解释。
Why do you think it makes sense?
I don't know a lot about the coming of Maitreya, but I think they're supposed to come to save humanity, and they're both supposed to come soon.
这个人回答说，他不知道弥勒菩萨是怎么样来的。但是他听说他们两位都是来救世间的，而且他们都是很快就要来了。
这个耶稣啊，什么时候来呀？这个我不讲他。弥勒菩萨来呀，还很早呢。那个时间还远之又远。一般人说他快来了，那是啊，他不懂事情的人那么说。来了不错，弥勒菩萨随时都来，就是现在呀，都在世界上。不过他没有成佛。所谓离弥勒菩萨再来，他是成佛来的，并不是就是来救人。
I have no comment on when Christ is due to come. As for Maitreya Bodhisattva,It's still very early to look for his coming. Those who say that Maitreya is due simply do not understand the situation. Although Maitreya actually comes here all the time, he hasn't yet become a Buddha. When we talk about the coming of Maitreya, this refers to his return as a Buddha, not just as an ordinary savior.
Ah.在这个人寿命呢，一百年减一岁，身量的高度减一寸，减到现在人的寿命是啊，平均60到70岁的样子。将来减到人寿命到10岁，的时候再增。增到84000岁再减，减到80000岁，人的寿命80000岁，那时候啊，弥勒菩萨才出世。你这要算起来呀、啊，这个时间呢很长很长，啊，不是现在就来，现在来的那个都是弥勒菩萨的化身，不是啊弥勒菩萨的真身，也不是来成佛来。
Every 100 years.Our average height decreases by 1 inch, and our average lifespan by 1 year. When the average human lifespan, which is now 60 or 70 years, has decreased to 10 years, it will begin to increase again. When it reaches 84,000 years, then it will start to decrease. When it has decreased to 80,000 years, then Maitreya Buddha will appear in the world. So if you calculate the time, it is still in the distant future. Those who are coming now are Maitreya's transformation bodies, not his true body, and they are not coming to manifest the attainment of Buddhahood.
那么小耶稣教的人，知不知道这个耶稣有三年呢，失了踪，不知道他到什么地方去了。那三年呢，他就是到印度去学佛法，所以他所学的佛法，啊，就是说升天、坚果乐园，这就和弥陀经的道理呀，是。 差不多的，那么就是耶稣，他也是佛教的一部分，啊，他用那种方法教化那一类的众生，啊，那么究竟啊，都要返本还原，人人呢？
Do you who are Christians know that Jesus disappeared for 3 years, during which time no one knew his whereabouts? During those 3 years, he went to India to study the Buddha Dharma. Having studied the Buddha Dharma, he preached about rebirth in the heavens and going to heavenly paradise. This concept is pretty similar to what the Amitabha Sutra says. Jesus was also a part of Buddhism. He used those methods to teach and transform certain kinds of living beings, but ultimately, they will all go back to the root and return to the source, and everyone will become a Buddha. But many people are unaware of this.
他就是佛教里头的一部分，佛教里头的一份子，他也是个佛教徒。如果他叫那一种呢，不想承认他是佛教的人，他就不讲佛教。Jesus
was a part of Buddhism. He was a Buddhist. However, he did not want to admit that he was Buddhist, so he did not preach Buddhism.
前几天我曾经讲过，我说呀，所有的宗教都是包括在佛教里头，也就是这个道理。因为呀，佛教它是以法界为体，其他的宗教啊，它都没有说以法界为体。这个法界，任何的众生也超不出去这个法界。那么这十法界，佛法界、菩萨法界、声闻法界、缘觉法界、天法界、人法界、阿修罗法界，畜生法界、鬼法界、地狱法界，这总起来是十个法界。所以这个十个法界里边呢，所有一切的宗教。 都没有超出这十法界，没有超出这十法界，所以他们都是佛教，没有哪一个不是佛教的，不过他自己不承认他是佛教，那是暂时间的事情，将来他一定要承认，他不承认不行的，因为他跑不出法界去。
A few days ago, I said that all the world's religions are included within Buddhism. This is because Buddhism takes the Dharma realm, the universe, as its substance, and no living being can escape it. Other religions do not teach this. There are 10 Dharma realms. the Dharma realms of the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, the conditioned enlightened ones, the hearers, the gods, humans, asuras, animals, ghosts, and beings in hell. No religion surpasses these 10 Dharma realms. And so, all are included within Buddhism. None are not Buddhism. Although they might not admit to being a part of Buddhism, it's only just a matter of time. In the future, they will certainly acknowledge it. There will be no way they can avoid acknowledging it, since they can't run outside of the Dharma realm. Buddhism takes the Dharma realm as its substance. I hope that you will all use effort and look into this doctrine.
他自己不承认他是佛教徒啊，是他因为没有明白他在法界里边，啊，他好像啊在做梦的时候，啊，不知道他是做什么，认不清楚。又好像啊这个人发狂了，发狂的人有的时候他连自己是人他都不知道了，你问他是什么，啊，他说他什么也不是，啊，或者啊，他说是一个很奇怪的什么东西，那么这个呢，不能以他这个不知道他本来是人。就作为证据，也不能因为他呀在这个十法界里边呢，他自己不承认在十法界里边，这就是有道理的，这个有理由的一种事情。
Many people do not acknowledge that they are Buddhists, but this is no problem. Why don't they acknowledge that they are Buddhists? Because they have not understood that they are within the Dharma realm. They are like dreamers who are not in control of their actions. They are out of touch with what is really going on. They are also like the insane. Sometimes insane people don't even know that they are human beings. When you ask them what they are, they may answer, "Nothing at all." Or they may think that they are some strange creature of their own demented fantasy. When a person has lost touch with his humanity, you can't rely on his own word when he tries to identify himself. In the same way, you can't accept as reasonable the statement that one is not within the 10 Dharma realms, when it is made by someone who does not know the truth.
在楞严经上有这么样一个人，他叫眼罩达多，他有一天他发了狂了，发狂呢，他对着镜子照一照镜子，看看镜子里边那个人有个头，他就发起狂来了。他说镜子里这个人有个头，我怎么没有头了呢？这我的头跑到什么地方去了啊？于是乎啊，他就发狂奔走，到那个街上了，遇到人他就问人说，啊，你看见我这个头了没啊？啊，我这个头到什么地方去了啊？遇到人就问啊，这个人也不知道他是干什么，他怎么他这个人本来有个头，他怎么还找他这个头呢？啊，有很多人都是这样。
The Sharangama Sutra relates the story of Yajnadatta, who one day looked in the mirror and noticed that the person reflected in it had a head. At that point, he lost his wits and said, "How come that person has a head and I don't? Where has my head gone?" He then ran wildly through the streets, asking everyone he met, "Have you seen my head? Where has it gone?" He accosted everyone he met, yet no one knew what he was doing. "He already has a head," they said. "What's he looking for another one for?" There are a lot of people just like poor Yajñadatta.
Are there people who have written about Buddhism, other than yourselves, who are worth reading? Most writers come from a Western orientation, and this tends to lead them to alter the doctrine. There are other translations, but it is not a question of relative worth. Many previous translators of Buddhist texts were priests, ministers, scholars, or professional writers. Although they did translate sutras, they didn't necessarily understand the Buddha Dharma. However, their translations cannot be said to be of no worth. They sell. People buy them. Thus, they are worth something. But their principles do differ from the orthodox tradition. The translations done at Gold Mountain Monastery are done by bhikshus, bhikshunis, shramaneras, shramanerikas, laymen and laywomen, professors and scholars of the Buddha Dharma who all work together. They translate sutras from within the Buddha Dharma. Previous translations were largely done by people standing outside of Buddhism. Even if these sutras were translated by Buddhists, they represent only one person's opinion. They were not subjected to the scrutiny of others, not examined by many people, and inaccuracies passed unchecked into print. It is not, then, a question of worth. It's a question of validity.
所有的这个以前翻译的也有，所不同的就是在这一点，就是啊，在佛教外边来看佛教，在佛教里边来看佛教，这个那么在佛教外边当然这是一个外行的，这个是一个所谓门外汉，不是真正的明了的，问题是在这块。
Previous translations do exist, but the difference is here. The translators have an external viewpoint. they do not stand inside the study and practice of the Dharma. Outsiders don't have a genuine, reliable understanding. That's where the problem lies.
The
translations done at Gold Mountain Monastery are checked and criticized by many people. We do not claim that our translations are perfect, but we do strive for perfection. We don't want to imitate the earlier translations done by clergymen or scholars, which became vehicles used to talk about the doctrines of Christianity. We don't substitute Christian terminology for Buddhist technical terms so that nothing substantially Buddhist remains in them.
那个，俺们研究这么多年的佛法，还有啊很多地方不明白。那么况且你根本就没有研究过翻译出来的这个佛经，怎么可以和那个本来的意思还存在呢？他那个本来的意思怎么能还存在呢？
We have been investigating the Buddha Dharma for many years. Yet, there are many things we do not understand. How much the less can those who have never looked into Buddhism be expected to render the original meaning of the Buddhist sutras?
咱们金山寺绝对不敢说只有金山寺的佛经是有价值，不可以说这样话。
We at Gold Mountain Monastery would not dare to say that our translations alone have worth.
咱们这是愿意问好的做，愿意问圆满的做。
But we are trying to do a good job. We are striving for perfection.
你要是愿意承认我是你的师父，你就这么样说。你说这个是这个世界最笨的那个人就是我的师父，他的名字叫什么什么？再没有他那么笨了，再没有他那么不懂事了。这是要这样答复人，不要说你的师父很聪明的，又怎么样好怎么样好。你个是你的师父没有一样好处，你不要对那些替你师父来宣传，说你师父有什么好处什么好处，有什么长处有什么长处，什么长处也没有。我所有的都是短处。
I now have a few more words for those of you who took refuge this afternoon. After this, anywhere you go, if people ask you who your teacher is, and you want to admit that I am your teacher, you can tell him, "The stupidest person in the world is my teacher. His name is such and such. There isn't anyone dumber or more ignorant than he is." That's how you should answer. Don't say something like, "My teacher is really intelligent, and he has all these good qualities." Your teacher has no praiseworthy qualities. Don't go around promoting your teacher and talking about how great he is. He doesn't have any good qualities at all, only shortcomings.
那么到什么佛教的地方，要谦恭一点，不要很贡高的。觉得人人都比自己好。 我自己呀、啊，啊，应该呀、啊，和所有的人来学。譬如拜佛呀，不要站在中间那拜佛，中间呢，那是那个住持的位置，是拜佛的，要在旁边啊，不要叫人家一看说哦，这个你这个师傅真是一个愚痴的师傅，啊，什么也不会叫你啊，连拜佛都不会拜，那么。那时候你就有说你的师父怎么样好，人家也不相信。你要自己做得好啊，做得很如法，很守规矩的，你就不说你师父好，人家一看哦，他这个徒弟这么样守规矩，那个师父一定呢啊，大也没有什么大毛病。
Whenever you go to a Buddhist temple, you should be humble. Do not be arrogant.
要自己做得好啊，做得很如法，很守规矩的，你就不说你师父好，人家一看哦，他这个徒弟这么样守规矩，那个师父一定呢啊，大也没有什么大毛病。
Whenever you go to a Buddhist temple, you should be humble. Do not be arrogant. You should feel that everyone else is better than you.And that you have much to learn from them. For example, when you bow to the Buddha, don't stand in the center aisle, because that is the space reserved for the abbot. Bow off to one side. Don't cause those who see you to think, oh, your teacher is really stupid. He hasn't taught you anything. You don't even know how to bow to the Buddha. Then, no matter how good you say your teacher is, no one will believe you. On the other hand, if you do everything well and according to the rules, then you won't even have to say anything about your teacher being a good teacher. People will just take one look at you and think, he's so well behaved and well mannered. Probably his teacher doesn't have any major flaws.
各位相信不相信这个道理？
No? OK, 今天就说这么多。
Do you believe this? No? OK, that's all for today.
Hey, 还有讲话的吗？
Somebody else want to say something? Question.When Guanyin Bodhisattva succeeds Amitabha Buddha in the land of ultimate bliss, where will Amitabha Buddha go?
请问在极乐世界观音菩萨成佛以后，阿弥陀佛会到什么地方去？
到他的心里。
到的心
里。三人回答说，到他的心里。
He's going to go right into your heart.
Question. When you are born in the land of ultimate bliss, do you stay there until you are a Buddha or get enlightened, or do you stay only briefly and then leave?
当我们生到极乐世界的时候，是不是一直都在那里，一直到成佛，还是只是在那里一段时间，然后到别的地方去。
在那儿成佛。
You become a Buddha right there.
这个上品上什么的，升到那儿就成佛。
Those born in the superior grade of superior lotuses become Buddhas as soon as they appear. Those born in the lower grade of the lower lotuses must wait 90 great eons to become Buddhas.
前几天呢，这个果同问弥陀经上，他是不是说两个佛一样的名字？问这个问题，是不是？这个佛呀，同名同号的多的不知多少。净极乐世界就有36万亿，亿就是妙音。 三十六万亿，一十一万，19500同名同号，阿弥陀佛，就极乐世界就有这么多。当时啊，这个我行答复他那个问题，答复得很对，他也还不知道。那么现在呢？ 我提出这个名号，这个同名同号有36万亿，亿就是妙音，一是19500同名同号，接引导师阿弥陀佛，都是接引众生的阿弥陀佛，就有那么多。
Several days ago, Guo Tong asked a question about why there were two Buddhas with the same name in the Amitabha Sutra. There are unreckonably many Buddhas with identical names. In the land of ultimate bliss alone, there are 360,119,500 Buddhas, all called the guiding master Amitabha Buddha. The answer that Guo Hong gave to his question was correct. There are that many Amitabha Buddhas, all of whom guide living beings.
昨天我讲啊，这个阿弥陀佛啊，像一块磁石似的，一切众生啊，就像呢，好像一块铁似的。这个铁要遇到磁石啊，一定就会被这个磁石摄取。 我说其他的佛也像磁石，不过力量小一点。有几个人呢，昨天晚上就睡不着觉，就打这个妄想。说是啊，都是磁石，怎么又有力量大的，力量小的？啊，并且这个磁石啊。
都是一样的磁石，佛都是一样的佛，那么力量怎么就有不同的呢？打这个妄想，研究这个问题，可是啊，还不敢来问这个问题，我就啊，打开这个法会。 就open talking， 也没有人敢问，只是打这个妄想，不问这个问题。那么现在我答复这个问题。Yesterday
I said that Amitabha Buddha was like a magnet, and that all living beings are like iron filings. When iron filings meet a magnet, they are irresistibly drawn to it. I also said that the other Buddhas were like magnets, but their magnetism was not as strong as Amitabha's. Several people couldn't sleep last night because they were having this false thought. If all the Buddhas are like magnets, how come some of them have a stronger magnetic field than others? How can their powers be different? Today, when I asked if there were any questions, no one dared bring the matter up. But I will answer it anyway.
因为阿弥陀佛呀，他有48愿，
他这四十八愿呢，就是这个磁石的力量。其他的佛呀，也是成佛，但是他没有发这四十八愿，所以他力量就小一点啊。所以修道啊，啊，一定要发愿，有愿必成。这个愿呢，就好像在前边一盏路灯似的。你先向前走路啊，有一盏灯在那照着，一定啊，这个路很容易走的。俺们每一个人修道都要发愿。
It is because Amitabha Buddha has made 48 vows, and these vows are like the power of a magnet. Other Buddhas have also realized Buddhahood, but they have not made these 48 vows, and so their power is not as great. Thus, in cultivating the way, one must make vows. If you have vows, they are certain to come true. Vows are like a lamp that illumines the road ahead. When you are walking, if you have a lamp to light the path, it is very easy to travel. Each one of us should make vows in our cultivation.
在金山寺啊，每一年十二月初八那一天，释迦牟尼佛开悟，俺们想要发愿的人都在那样一天发愿，所以啊，十二月初八那一天就叫愿天，但是可不要游人。这个愿是发愿那个愿，不是啊恨愿的愿啊。有的人呢怨天尤人啊，你这个天真不会做天啊，你这么样不公道，这叫怨天尤人，就是人人都有罪，有错过了啊。那么这样人呢，就是看谁都不对。
At Gold Mountain Monastery, every year on the 8th day of the 12th lunar month, the anniversary of the enlightenment of Shakyamuni Buddha, those who wish to do so may make vows. That day is called Vow Day. Although the word vow, yuan, in Chinese sounds the same as the word for resentment, yuan, it is not a day of resentment. Some people resent heaven and blame their fellow human beings, saying, Heaven, you really don't know how to do your job. You are so unjust. And every soul on this earth is wrong. People like that think that everybody else is in the wrong.
咱们这个愿天呢，就是发愿。咱们那一天呢，我修道想要做什么事，也在那天发愿。我想要怎么样修行，也在那天发愿。那么平时可不可以发愿呢？也可以的。不过那一天是释迦牟尼佛开悟的日子，俺们借着释迦牟尼佛开悟这一天来发愿，所以啊，释迦牟尼佛啊也会很欢喜的，说这个娑婆世界又有个众生，因为我开悟，他来发愿，这个因缘也是很殊胜的，所以啊，这个。释迦牟尼佛也很赞叹，说你是善哉善哉，善男子善女人，你发这种的愿，我一定帮忙你，令你满你的愿。
That's the day to make vows. You can make a vow about something you want to accomplish or about how you want to cultivate. Can one make vows at other times as well?Yes. However, that particular day is the anniversary of Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, and so, when we make vows on that day, he is very pleased. Oh, In the Saha world, another living being has made vows because of my enlightenment. These are supreme conditions. And so he says, good indeed, good indeed. Good man, good woman, you have made these vows, and I shall certainly help you to fulfill them.
我不知道是不是这个法师身上一个狮子啊，或者鸡子啊，或者是什么啊，在寺拜年，或者三拜年以前，听见这个法师念这个咒，我现在做了人了，又皈依了三宝了，会不会是这么回事啊？这自己打这么个妄想，这个问题我也不答复，我不答复这个问题，回的效果方式。
Yesterday, I taught you the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, and some people had these idle thoughts. Perhaps I was one of the bugs on that Dharma Master's body 300 or 400 years ago. Since he recited the mantra, I've now become a human being and taken refuge with the Triple Jewel. Could that be the case? That's their false thought. Well, I'm not going to answer that question. Maybe little Guofang was such a bug. She likes to eat candy, and when I recited the mantra, it probably kept turning things into candy.
今天呢，我给你们还讲一讲阿弥陀佛。这个佛呀，不是一位佛、两位佛、三位佛，佛呀。 是有恒河沙数那么多佛，啊，这恒河沙数佛，他呀，住在十方，啊，什么叫十方呢？就是东南西北这四方，有东南西南、东北西北，这就是四维，这八方了，再加上上下。 这合起来，这叫十方。这十方每一方啊，都有恒河沙数那么多的佛。啊，这个佛呀，就是众生成的佛，有多少众生，就有多少佛。那么众生，你数得过来，数不过来，没有法子数得过来。
Today, I will continue speaking about Amitabha Buddha. It's not the case that there's just one Buddha or two Buddhas. In fact, there are as many Buddhas as there are grains of sand in the river Ganges. And they dwell in the 10 directions. What are the 10 directions? They are north, east, south, west, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. That's 8 directions. Then add the zenith and the nadir, and you have 10 directions. In each of the 10 directions, there are Buddhas in number, like the sands in the Ganges. The Buddha is a living being who has become enlightened. As many living beings as there are that many Buddhas. Can you count the number of living beings that currently exist? There's no way to count them.
单单人类，你就这个整个世界有多少人类，你不知道，啊。 你知道这个国家有多少人？你不知道那个国家，那个国家你也知道了。那么全世界所有的国家的人类，你不一定能知道多少啊？那个它的数目，它的数目一定没有正确的数目。你怎么样用科学啊？用电脑去算呢？也算不过来的。这是单单人类。
那么人类你能算过来了啊？这个蚊虫有多少，你会不会算过来？一个国家有蚊虫有多少，你算不过来。所有这个世界的国家蚊虫有多少，你算不过来啊？这个蚊虫你也算不过来，蚂蚁你也算不过来，这个蜜蜂你也算不过来啊，这所有的虫子啊，甚至这个小鸟啊，这所有一切一切众生，你没有法子算得过来的。那么这个佛呢也是这样，也有这么多啊，有一个众生就有一位佛啊，那个啊，那一位佛就要度这一个众生。
You can't even reckon the exact number of human beings. You might figure out the number of people in one country, but you don't necessarily know the population of all the countries in the world. There's no way to come up with an accurate figure, no matter what scientific methods you use, including computers. Even if you could count the human population, could you count the mosquitoes? How many are there in one country? How many are there in the whole world? You can't count the mosquitoes. You can't count the ants. You can't count the bees. All the insects, the birds, and all other living creatures are also uncountable. And the Buddhas are also like that. There are so many, you can never count them. For every living being, there is a Buddha, and that Buddha will take that living being across.
所以说，十方三世佛，这个三世，什么叫三世呢？就是过去世、现在世、未来世。前几天我不说，有的人不相信这个有过去生、有现在生、有未来生，尤其这个那个有钱的人，有钱的人呢，他不相信有来生，所以就尽量享受啊，以为这就他就这个生意就做得赚钱了。也就是他这个生命很有价值的。那么其实不是。今生富贵为何因呢？前生灾僧济贫人。今生为什么富贵呢？因为前生做过布施舍一得万报。布施一文呢，布施一个偏呢，今生得到万倍万倍那么多的利息，所以这叫舍一得万报。
Thus we talk about the Buddhas of the three periods of time throughout the ten directions. The three periods of time are the past, the present, and the future. A few days ago I mentionedthat some people do not believe in past, present, and future lives, especially rich people. They don't believe at all in future lives. They just enjoy themselves thinking that if they can make a fortune in their business, they are getting the most out of life. But they are wrong. Why is one wealthy in one's present life? It's because in the past, one made offerings to the Sangha and aided the poor.Why are you wealthy and honored in this life? It's because you practiced charity in past lives. It's said, renounce one and gain 10,000 in return. If you gave away a penny in a past life, in this life you get it back 10,000 times as interest.
今生贫贱是何因呢？今生穷为什么呢？为什么就穷呢？前生不肯济贫人，那个今生为什么穷了没有钱啊？就因为前生有钱的时候不肯布施。为什么不肯布施呢？不愿意布施呢？就因为怕没有了啊！我这个钱要布施给旁人，我自己没有了，这是太笨了吗？太愚痴了？有钱不为什么要布施给人呢？所以他不布施。拿着一个偏呢，他也转着这个偏呢，转着把这个偏呢 攥着化成水了，他也不放手，就这么样子煎炭啊。所以他因为呀、啊、不肯布施，拿着一个便宜的攥出水来也不放手啊，他认可叫他变成水啊，这个铜啊攥的变成水了啊。那么所以他怕穷怕穷，喂、哎、今生啊穷了，什么也没有了，所以今生啊贫贱是何也，前生不肯济贫。
Why is one poor in one's present life? It's because, in the past, one refused to aid the poor. In past lives, when you had money, you didn't give, and so now, you are poor. You were afraid if you gave away your money that you wouldn't have any for yourself. I'll be stone broke. Why should I give my money away? That's too stupid. You held on to every single cent, squeezing it so tightly that it melted in your hand. You would rather have it melt than let go of it. That's how stingy you were. Those so terribly afraid of being poor in their next life are, in fact, poor.
今生端正容貌好，今生啊，这个相貌长得非常啊圆满，非常端正啊，这个人见着人人见着都恭敬这个人，都爱惜，都爱这个人啊，不讨厌啊，无论什么人见着都会生一种的爱敬的心。那么这个为什么呢？这香花点灯供佛前，你在佛前呢上香啊，或者呀供花啊，或者点灯啊，所以今生啊就相貌就圆满。
所以呀，一切都是因，都有因由。
Why is one handsome in one's present life? It's because in the past, one offered incense, flowers, and lamps to the Buddha. Suppose a person is extremely attractive. Everyone who meets him respects him and is fond of him. In general, no one dislikes him. Why is this? It's because that person made offerings of incense and flowers and lit lamps before the Buddhas in past lives. Everything is a matter of cause and effect.
不论你们是印第安人也好，美国人也好，中国人也好，日本人也好，印度人也好，暹罗缅甸人也好，这个都是互相会搬家的，好像你这个人呢，住在这一个房子里头，住一住就要搬家了。这个道理和这个人的生命和这个道理啊是一样的，这一点都不出奇的啊。这个在这个世界上啊，善一伙，恶一群，什么人他就找什么人啊。是信佛的人就和信佛的人在一起，信鬼的人就和信鬼的人在一起，信魔的人就和信魔的人在一起，读书的人和读书的人在一起，做官的人和做官的人在一起，那么做生意的人和做生意的人在一起，做工的人就和做工的人在一起，所以这叫善一伙，恶一群，什么人找什么人。
Everything is a matter of cause and effect, so it doesn't matter whether in your past lives,you are an American Indian, American, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Burmese, or Sri Lankan. At some time or another, you changed your residence. You may live in one house for a while, but eventually, you will have to pack up and move. The principle of cause and effect works in human life in the same way. There's nothing strange about it at all. In the world, the good flock together, and the evil run in packs. People seek out their own kind. Buddhists associate with Buddhists. Those who believe in ghosts gather with those who believe in ghosts. Those who have faith in demons say with those who have faith in demons. Students associate with students. Politicians associate with politicians. Businessmen with businessmen. Laborers with laborers. Ginseng growers with ginseng growers. So that's what is meant by the good flock together and the evil run in packs. People seek out their own kind.
俺们这个都是研究佛法的，在前生也研究佛法，发愿呢要弘扬佛法。那么今生呢，不知不觉又走在这条路上来了，因为在前生啊发的愿，要弘扬佛法，尤其呀、在这个没有佛法的地方，俺们要到那地方令佛法发扬光大，令佛教发扬光大。这都是啊，过去发的愿，现在满我们的愿，未来呀、成就我们的愿。所以你不要问呢，你是什么人生到美国的啊？那么什么人都是人啊，那么不需要问。
Now we are all investigating the Buddha Dharma, and we did so in former lives.In former lives, we made vows to propagate the Buddha Dharma, and in this life, quite unconsciously, we have gone down that road again. This is because we vowed to spread the Dharma in past lives. Here in this country, where there is no Buddha Dharma, because of past vows, we have come to help the Buddha Dharma grow and prosper. In past lives, we made such vows. In the present, we are carrying them out, and in the future,they will be fulfilled. So don't ask what nationality you were in a past life, or how you have been reborn in America. No matter what nationality you were in your last life, you were a person, so you don't need to ask. Do you understand? You still don't know? Then you're really dreaming.
无论哪一个国家的人呢，都应该呀，对每一个人都好。谁对我不好，也忘了他。我要对所有的人都好。不要记得那个，不要记得那个不好的事情。要记得，咱们只找人的好处，不找人的不好处。人人都这样，这世界就不战争了。为什么世界战争？就因为每一个人都要找人的坏处，都要看人的坏处，所以这个世界一天比一天就麻烦了。
No matter what nationality people are, they should be good towards everyone.They should think, if someone is bad to me, I will forgive them. I will treat everyone well. I will forget the evil done to me. I will look for the good points in others and not for their faults. If everyone were like that, there would be no war in the world. Why are there wars? It's because everyone looks for the faults in others, and no one looks for the good points. So day by day, there is more and more trouble in the world.
Question. When I was 3 or 4 years old, at that time I had a feeling of going far away to a place that was filled with golden yellow light. It felt steady and mellow, and everything was okay. The way everything has been going for the last few weeks for me, as I've said before at the monastery, I felt like I was coming home.Now, I was wondering what this experience I had when I was really little amounts to in relationship to my present experience.
在我小的时候，大概三四岁，有一次在睡觉中，我感觉到自己离开这里，到一个很远的地方，那个地方是很光明的，到处都有黄色的光明，那个时候感觉是一切很好。最近几个礼拜我也觉得很好，觉得自己好像到了家。我现在这种情形跟我小时候的那种境界有没有关系呢？
当然没有关系，就像是不要忘了，就像那个琉璃可以剔除看透了，琉璃可以看透，从这边可以看到那边，看这些发生都看透了。
上人说这个当然有关系，就是要你不要忘记，要像那个琉璃似的可以看透，从这边看到那一边，这也就是要你把什么都看透了。
Of course, there is a relationship. It's telling you not to forget. It's like crystal, through which you can see from one side to the other. It's telling you to see through things.
Ever since I was little, I have had a lot of strange sicknesses.
有一个人说他从小以来就很容易得到很多怪病，这是为什么呢？
不论有什么病，他也没有死，现在就应该修行喽。
No matter what sickness you've had, you haven't died, and so now you ought to cultivate.
智慧线呢，就是，好像大学毕业这样子。弟子的问题就是，释迦牟尼佛就三修行，修了三个大劫，三千大劫。这么长的时间才成佛，那么这个时间这个问题，这个时间表好像时间表是不是早已定好了？会知是这样子，会知人每一生如果尽可能的用所有他的力量来修行，消灭他的业障，会不会好像劣等，会是更快的，现了他的那个本来面目，这个佛的智慧，是不是要等到这个万德辈，会是那个时间表是不是早已定好了的？这是第一次的问题。 My question is about enlightenment. The master has often said that when asked the question about sudden enlightenment versus slow enlightenment, there's this debate about sudden and slow enlightenment. The master often uses this analogy, which is, I think he first used it in Eugene, as a matter of fact, which is an excellent way of explaining it. He says that you go to the university, and you go through your freshman year, and your sophomore year, and your junior year, and you're working hard all this time.You get to your senior year and you don't drop out, you go right through, and at the last minute you get your diploma. Now, the diploma can be considered enlightenment, but you don't get the diploma without the years and years of work. And the actual awarding of the diploma is like that, you're enlightened. But you wouldn't have gotten it if you hadn't stuck it out through all the four years of work. And enlightenment is just that way, without the preparation, you don't graduate. My question was, is there a fixed time schedule that somebody has to cultivate in order to get there? Or if you really, truly exhaust your efforts in cultivation, can you skip a step? Or can you speed up? Or can you, surpass this fixed time schedule? And realize your own basic wisdom and get rid of all your karmic blocks.
你有没有听过那个高峰庙禅师那个功法？
高峰庙同志，就是那个人面窗，不是那个。
他在这个西天目倒挂莲花那儿坐着，他睡着就掉下去，弥陀菩萨又把他拖上去。
听过，
听过，
听过，就是沙弥律师傅。
哎，那个你。你知道那个那个讲的是国佑讲的，不知道他讲的是和我的是不是一样的，但是那个大意就会是一样的，那个就是答复你这个问题。你不记得吗？
要想一想。还记得。
那个韦陀菩萨说，你这么供高我慢，我八万大劫的不护你法，为什么要这么说？为什么要这么说？
是说的那个以后那个高峰庙禅师就忏悔了，韦陀菩萨就
他又掉下去了，韦陀菩萨又把他救上了。就问你说八万大劫不护我的法，为什么你现在又来救我呢？韦陀菩萨怎么说的？
韦陀菩萨说，这么公告我慢的心的人就是有很多很多，可是你如果真心的忏悔，一念的忏悔，那么就再护你的法。
不是如果，因为你。
因为。
入国那是活语气，那是还没有，因为这是决定词，因为你忏悔，入国你忏悔那是还没有忏悔，是不是啊？
是
的。哎，因为那是说入国是因为，
他说因为你忏悔了，所以在乎你的法，就依照我。
因为你忏悔了，所以超过八万大劫了，已经超过去了。他没有那么说啊。
大概说的，就是弟子忘了。
那么你现在你这个问题你懂了没有？
明白了。And the master answered with the story of Dhyana Master Gao Feng Miao.Which is it's a story that's related in full in our book, The Rules of Deportment for the Novice. The story is, real roughly, I can't recall the complete thing, but there's this Dhyana master, Gao Feng Miao, who's pretty arrogant. And he's up on a mountain peak, and the reason he was up on a mountain peak was because he was a sleeper.
No, really, ironic. He
was a sleeper.And he tried everything, but he couldn't sleep, or he couldn't stay awake. He just couldn't stay awake no matter what. He's just like Guolin. Guolin? He's a great sleeper. Slept all week. So he tried everything to avoid sleeping, and finally he decided he was going to go up on the top of this tippy-top mountain peak and sit on a craggy rock, and if he knotted out and hit the dirt, 3,000 feet below, well, he deserved it. So he was up there one day, fine, stayed awake. 2 days, doing great. 3 days, and his eyes are starting to droop and his head's nodding just a little bit. And at the end of the third day, down he goes. And at this time, he says, oh, it's all over for me. And at this time, Waito Bodhisattva, the great Dharma protector, snatched him out of midair, just like a parachute, and pushed him right back up to the peak. Waito Bodhisattva has made the vow, as we said earlier this week, that if you supply 40% of the cultivating effort, he'll supply the other 60%. It's that hard to get somebody to supply even 40%. Waito Bodhisattva has made this great vow. And as soon as he put him back on the peak, Gao Feng Miao, Dhyana Master, said, wow. He said, I bet there isn't another Dharma Master in China who's ever been saved this way by Waito Bodhisattva. I'm something else. Over the peak. Down he goes, falling down the 3,000-foot crevasse. And And as he goes, he said, I thought you were going to protect my Dharma. And Wei Tou Bodhi...
我以为你要护我的法, 这是对维图菩萨说的。
没有说。
不是那样说。
I added that, that's my...
他这个掉下去了, 他在招呼上他就问他, 说你是谁呀? 他说我是维图菩萨。 他说你护我的法，天这个世间上的像我这样修行人有多少，他问他，跟韦陀菩萨说，哦，好像你这样的修行的人呢，像牛毛那么多，你这么贡高啊，你这我就以护你的法，你就觉得你很了不起了，你这个 甚至于世间上就没有你这样修行人了，我八万大劫我都不护你的法。
As he was going down, he said, who is that that saved me? And this being said, I, Wei Tou Bodhisattva, saved you. And he said, well, how many cultivators are there like me? And Wei Tou Bodhisattva said, well, there are as many cultivators like you as there are hairs on the cow's back. There are a dime a dozen, dime a bushel. He said, somebody as arrogant as you, for 80,000 kalpas, 80,000 great kalpas, I won't protect your dharma. You're just a common lot. And he said, here you think that because I protected your dharma that you're such an extraordinary special being. Well, it's not true at all. You're just really an ordinary cultivator. So at that point, Gaofeng Miao, Dhyana Master Gaofeng Miao, had a real thought of repentance. He said, I'm wrong, I'm totally wrong, and now I'm going to be smashed to royal jelly on the bottom of this gorge because of my arrogance. I really blew it this time. And sure enough, just like a yo-yo, he was grabbed in midair and set back up on top of the peak. And he said, who did that? And Wei Tou Bodhisattva said, I saved you. And Yo-yo
就是一个玩球，就是你有个弦子，就是这样的，它的就是一直打上下边。他生惭愧心，那你听这儿，这个很要紧，很要紧，你们要说清楚。好，他维他菩萨说不护他法，他就哭起来，哭的甚至于连睡觉都忘了，但是他 哭得好像睡觉似的，什么都忘了。他忽然间呢，又好像睡觉醒了似的。他说：“哦，韦陀菩萨护我的法，以前我也不知道他护我的法，我一样修行啊。那么现在他不护我的法，那么我就不修行了吗？还是应该修行啊。”